With Fresno Musical Club award winners today, we bring to a close the 12 live programs in this 15th season of Young Artist Spotlight. And we refer you to the KVPR.org website for photos taken here in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, and to the same page of the website for an archive of the season's broadcasts. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, and from the Bonner Family Foundation. Well, yours truly has been privileged to be here over the past hour for rehearsals and microphone checks, and now it is time to get started. Two vocalists, Maylin DeFete, soprano, and Constantine Pappas, baritone, each singing solos, but also a duet a bit later. And their accompanist throughout will be Arnie Kayla. Each singer will have an opportunity to tell us a bit about why they're what they are performing. But first, here is what the Fresno Musical Club would, have us know about Maylin, a recipient of the 2013 Mary Habib Memorial Award administered by the Fresno Musical Club. Maylin graduated from the University High School and is currently attending California State University, Fresno, under the teaching of Professor Helena Joseph Weil. She recently performed the role of Antonio from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman in the California State University, Fresno Opera Scenes performance, and she will be singing an aria from that production here today. And Maylin is currently preparing for the role of Barbarina in Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro, to be performed this summer in San Francisco with the Opera Academy of California. And Maylin, I understand something else this past weekend at California State University. Stanislaus, what happened there?
I placed first in my division at the NATS competition in Stanislaus.
All of that in preparation for this magnificent performance today.
Yes.
What led you to singing in the beginning? How far back can you remember?
Well, I was 9 years old when I first got interested in musical theater. So I started taking voice lessons, and then I started getting into more classical and opera once I got older. And this is what led me to here in college performing and majoring in vocal performance.
Just a little bit more about that 9 years old time frame. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what it was that got you to be so interested in this?
You know, at the time I was actually a swimmer, so I wanted to try something new, and I got a pamphlet in the mail from a local theater company, Children's Musical Theater Works, and I thought it'd be fun to try, so I went and auditioned and tried out for it and fell in love.
Well, we're looking forward to this. Maylin DeFete, what's the first selection you have for us?
My first selection will be Elle a Fui from The Tales of Hoffman by Offenbach. This aria is about Antonia, and she is a young singer who is ill and dying. More tragically, when she sings, the worse her condition becomes. So in this aria, she is singing about the memory of her mother, who recently passed away, and her lover, Hoffman, who is not with her.
Maylin DeFete. filling the Bonner Performing Arts Studio with her voice. Maylin DeFede with She Has Fled from The Tales of Hoffman by Offenbach. You're listening to Valley Public Radio's Young Artist Spotlight, Fresno Musical Club Award winners today. And Maylin DeFede, what is next?
My next piece will be Philomel by Julius Harrison. This piece is actually the text from A Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. And this person who is singing this is the first fairy, and she's singing all the fairies and the queen to sleep.
You spotted snakes with double tongue, funny hedgehogs be not seen, newts and blind worms do no wrong, come not near our fairy queen, come not near our fairy queen. Philomel with melody, sing in our sweet lullaby. La 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 lullaby, la 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 lullaby. Never harm nor spell nor charm, come my lovely lady nigh. So good night.
One more selection from Maylin DeFede, and then we will be hearing a baritone, Constantine Pappas, and a bit later, the two of them in a duet. Now, Maylin, some Strauss next. Is that correct?
Yes. My next piece will be Schlagen der Herzen by Strauss. This translates to beating hearts. It is about a young boy and a girl who are excited because they are finally going to be back together, and he is going to propose to her. So it's a very cute song, and it basically says cling clong because that is imitating what their heartbeat is doing.
Über Wiesen und Felder ein Knabe ging, klick, klang, schlug ihm das Herz, es glanz ihm am Finger, von Gold ein Ring, klick, klang, schlug ihm das Herz. O Wiesen und Felder, wie seid ihr schön, o Berge und Täle, wie schön, wie bist du gut, wie bist du schön, du gute Sonne in Himmelshöhn. Klicklang, 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 schlug ihm das Herz. Schnell heilte der Knabe mit fröhlichem Schritt. Klicklang,
Okay, now it is time here at Young Artist Spotlight, Maylin and Constantine, to trade assignments. The baritone Constantine Pappas has been turning the pages for our accompanist Arnie Keela today. Maylin moves to the piano, but Constantine moves to the microphone. Good afternoon, Constantine.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight, and I need to ask the same question of you. When did you start singing in the shower, or wasn't that the case?
Well, it started when I was about 2 years old, when I could remember being in church with my father. My father is a Greek Orthodox priest, and the services are very responsorial. So I remember hearing the music and wanting to sing that. And then singing songs, was also spurred on through my family, very musical family. My grandmother studied for a short time at the San Francisco Met, with a voice teacher, and my uncle is currently on Broadway in a few shows, and so I wanted to do that, and so I pursued music.
Constantine, by the way, 2 years old, probably not in the shower, but I'm guessing now from time to time. Constantine Pappas, graduate of Clovis East High School, currently a junior, majoring in vocal performance at California State University, Fresno, studying with Dr. Anthony Radford, right? Mm-hmm. Short-term goal, they tell us, is to earn a bachelor's degree in music, of course. Long-term goal is to become a professional opera singer. But if that falls through, a degree in entertainment law, you got some splaining to do here. What's that?
Well, the law and music, it's very interesting. When I was growing up, especially through high school, I participated in forensic speech and debate, and I fell in love with public speaking, and that was spurred on through my coach and mentor, McKendra McCoy, who's still the coach there. And I love debate so much and learning different aspects of law and politics that I wanted to, when I entered the university, pursue law and music. And then I learned that pre-law is not a prerequisite to go to law school. So I said, first, let's pursue the music. And like you said, if it falls through, then I'll look towards law.
Okay, well, we will move from your love of public speaking to some public singing now. And, oh, by the way, Constantine, also a first-place award winner this past weekend at California State University, Stanislaw. What's first, Constantine?
Well, my first selection is a art song by Henri Duparc called Serenade Florentine, and I'd just like to read the translation. Star whose beauty shines like a diamond in the night, look toward my beloved whose eyelids are closed, and send down upon her eyes the benediction of the skies. She sleeps by the window. Penetrate her peaceful chamber, upon her whiteness like a kiss, come just as the sun is rising, so that she thinks, even dreams, that a star of love awakens her.
Étoile dans la boîte, lui, comme un diamant dans la nuit. regarde vers ma bien-aimée. Dans la paupière s'est fermée. Et fait de cendre sur ses yeux la bénédiction. Sa chambre heureuse pénètre sur sa planche comme une baiser vient jusqu'à l'aube te poser et que sa pensée alors astre d'amour qui se lève.
Live, Valley Public Radio's Young Artist Spotlight, Fresno Musical Club Award winners with us today, Constantine Pappas and Maylin DeFede. She will be back as the two of you will have a duet shortly. But now, Constantine, what is next?
The second selection I have on the program is Perrault's Tanzlied from the opera Die Totenstadt by Erich Korngold. And just to set the stage, I am the character Fritz, and I have been asked by my good friend Marietta to sing a song at a party that she is holding. And I choose to sing Perrault's Tanzlied, also known as Perrault's Dance Tune, where I remember the happiness I once felt when dancing with a certain beloved.
Mein Sehnen, mein Weinen, es treibt sich zurück im Tanze gewann ich verloren. Im Tanze am Rhein bei Mondenschein gestand mir das Blag ein inniger Blick gestand ihr's Bitt und Wort. O bleib, o geh mir nicht fort, bewahre der Heimat stille brennendes Krieg, mein Sehnen, mein Weinen, es träumt sich zurück. Warf in die Seele
Now, of course, on this live Valley Public Radio Young Artist Spotlight Fresno Musical Club Award Winners program, we have had everyone in the studios silence their cell phones. But, Constantine Pappas, you have a phone call?
I do, and I'm afraid I must take this right now.
It's the title of the selection.
And the title of the selection is The Phone Call from the musical Lucky Stiff. It's an Aarons and Flaherty musical. And if you're not familiar with the story, I am the character Vinny, and I have been sucked into my sister's plot, her name is Rita, to attain her husband's fortune, which he left to his nephew instead. And in this scene, I call my wife to try and remedy the predicament I am in. Mary Alice, can you hear me? Listen, honey, I'm calling to tell you. There's a problem. Are you sitting? Well, I won't be home for dinner tonight. You know Nicky, Rita's husband. Well, I think he is planning to kill me. Mary Alice, that's not funny. And I won't be home for dinner tonight. Don't call the meatloaf. Don't toss the salad. Don't talk to strangers and make up some excuse for mom. Call all my patients, break my appointment. Please, Mary Alice, just be calm. Are you finished? Are you better? Mary Alice, you're overreacting. Honey bunny, are you crying? It's your birthday. Gee, I'm sorry. Mary Alice, it's only a birthday. So you're 30. Ha! I'm in danger! And I won't be home for dinner to blow out the candles. Open the presents. Please, Mary Alice, I'm in Europe. In an airport with no wallet, no card, and no money. With my sister, who is crazy and has got me in an awful jam. So the answer, Mary Alice, is I won't be home for dinner. Mary Mary Alice. Oh, Mary Alice. Damn!
We are so glad you left your cell phone on and you could take that call. Now, Constantine Pappas is joined by Maylin once again. Maylin DeFede, for to conclude the performances here this afternoon on a delightful day here in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio as we wrap up Young Artist Spotlight for the season. We have a duet. Care to explain?
Absolutely. Well, the duet is called La Ci Darem La Mano from Don Giovanni by Mozart. And in this duet, I, Don Giovanni, a nobleman, pursues Zerlina, who is Maylin, who is also the new bride of Mazzetto. And she refuses, but is entranced by Giovanni's attention.
La ci darem la mano, la mi dirai di sì. Vedi, non è lontano, partiam ben mio da qui.
Vorrei, non vorrei, mi trema un poco il cor. Felice ver sarei, ma popolarmi ancor, ma popolarmi ancor.
Vieni, mio bel diletto,
mi fa pietà, Mazzetto.
Io cangerò tua sorte.
Questo non son più forte, non son più forte, non son più forte.
Vieni, vieni, la ci darem la mano.
Vorrei e non vorrei.
La mi dirai di sì.
Mi trema un poco il cor.
Partiam ben mio da qui.
Ma popolarmi ancora.
Vieni, mio bel diletto. Io canterò tua sorte.
Mozart's Don Giovanni. How long have the two of you been working together, singing together?
On this piece?
Yeah. I was going to say, more than 5 minutes, we assume.
Yes. I think we started it last week.
Last week, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we've truly collaborated on a duet.
Yes.
That's what I was wondering. Well, you've got it down. I think everyone here within the sound of our voice and throughout the hallways of this building would agree. Thanks. Once again, we've had with us today soprano Maylin DeFede and baritone Constantine Pappas and accompanist Arne Kehle. The final week, our end of April, end of series tradition of hosting Fresno Musical Club Award winners. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis and the Bonner Family Foundation. scheduling Christina Herrick and B. Barman, and our thanks to all of the institutions, artists, teachers, and parents. The season started way back on the 2nd of February with a magnificent violinist from Bakersfield, and to mention any specific outstanding musicians or groups would be to unfairly eliminate the others, but we can encourage listeners to revisit the broadcasts and photographs from the studio here at kvpr.org. Production support for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason.